I'm Jane with Jesus from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I just heard you said you're so sorry you missed the call. I'm sorry, but after 600 and some calls, I don't believe that anymore. But, hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because in spite of having not having my calls returned, I'm still in love with you. I'm so much in love with you. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I've read the Bible. You and I are one. Turning to the state is a mockery of the scripture. And I follow the scripture. But I think my wife knows that. I had a joyful walk today, 6 or 7 miles, which is, modest. I got to see Mike Day, and it was a joy to celebrate with him. It is remarkable because he's not the kind of person I would have talked with so many years ago. But he celebrates with me. And so I made a point of trying to see him to celebrate with him today. And that was a great joy. And I found it very, very ironic. After I saw him, I stopped at the juice bar at Abundant Living, which is a habit of mine. And while I was getting my juice, talking with the young lady who was preparing it, and she was talking about, because they make something there with ginger and whatever, they call it ginger shot, really strong. I mean, it's wonderful. I enjoy it. It's a delight. But we were talking about that, and she was talking about a gentleman who does come in periodically, who leads worship, as she termed it, and occasionally when his throat isn't feeling well, he will down several of those in order to make sure, because it's a very healthy drink. So we briefly talked about that, and it turned out that I did mention that, I gotta be careful about the institutional church because they send the police. And I specifically said that they send the Cleveland Police Department to my door. And lo and behold, at that moment, or walking around the aisle, here's a woman fully dressed in uniform from the Cleveland Police Department. I found the timing remarkable. It was humorous to me. Because what they did, I would suggest, is probably against the law. And what the leadership of MetaView was clearly in violation of the commands of the Lord. Because they are a cult. Cults will not defend themselves from the scripture. They will call the police. They will shun. A follower of Christ will seek reconciliation and love. So, to Mr. Cross, follow the scripture, not the Talmud. You're hating my wife by directing her to a man who uses the Talmud, which says Jesus Christ is burning in hell in feces, rather than pointing her to the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, the person who reconciled himself with his elect in order to redeem them, and set us a command to reconcile with each other. I am not going to stop pursuing this. If you want to call the police again or be a part of that, feel free. I will not give up. Ask Dorothy Jane. I think she knows it to be true. This has been almost 1,000 days, 600 and some calls. I am growing in my audience. And I might grow a little bit more here in a bit. Because I am going to proclaim obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, not some figment of your imagination, because the institutional church is a fraud. I've demonstrated that from Scripture. And the only way that I find people saying, oh no, that's not true, is they run and hide. They are cowards. There. I got off on a little tangent. The Lord Jesus Christ calls us to reconcile. I continue to use the example of Scripture, of Peter and Paul. Let's follow that model, please. Don't violate 1 Corinthians 6. Follow the command, especially to Dorothy Jane, please. 1 Corinthians 7:11 is a command directly to you. I'm not after retribution. I just, when I read those words in Peter, when he talks about our beloved Paul, what it brings to mind is the idea of, oh, you called me out for being wrong. I was wrong. Thank you. When somebody like, for example, James Craveling called me out for being wrong, I thank him because I was wrong. Mr. Cross, you're wrong. You're being called out in it. And I ask that we have a reconciled relationship. What a joy that would be. I'm sorry, it's getting long. Matthew 23, you remember that? You might have read that, maybe not. That's what the institutional church does. That's not a description simply of the Pharisees of the time. That's the institutional church of today. Let's follow the model of Peter and Paul, please. Dorothy Jane, I think of you constantly. I am very much in love with you. I so much want to talk to you. The idea of walking hand in hand with you, sharing a meal with you, I can't tell you how much I want that. Remember how much of a big deal it was that Erica Lee made of the picture of your hand in mine. That was so common. It was such a joy. I want that again. Dorothy Jane, I love you.